This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline report for Friday. Soybeans continue to see poor demand while producers see better yield than expected. Let's go over to Terry Rogensack with the CME Group to hear more.
Traders believe that near half of the soybean crushing plants in northern and northeastern China have been shut down in the past week, and some traders believe the September crush could come in around 10% down from the August crush.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for December closed the day up 15 and a quarter to finish at 725 and a half. December corn was down 2 and a quarter to close the day at 536 and three quarters. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for December were up 20 to settle at 731 and three quarters. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein were unchanged, ranging from 950 to 1260. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein for November were unchanged, ranging from 952 to 1037. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were up 20, ranging from 881 and three quarters to 906 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were up 9, ranging from 1052 and a half to 1054 and a half. Live cattle for December were down $1.32.5, closing at $125.72.5. November feeder cattle were down $2.37.5 to finish the day at $152.90. November Class 3 milk was up 38 cents to settle at $18.26.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.